turn loose. I want to win.
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. I got money on my mind. I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
I'm about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. This is our NFL edition. We are coming to you from our WatchEveryGame.com studios. It really may be the most important piece of technology I own, at least during football season. I'm second half Chaz, along with Steve and Gina on the board. We've got Zach and Brendan, our interns, and of course, this week's panelist, Johnny D.
Hey, ready to rock. We've got 10 games going off tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. West Coast, 1 o'clock on the East Coast. Let's get the callers going.
Tommy.
Good morning, sports bettors.
And over the next 60 minutes, we are going to cover as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour will handle. And you can join us on the phone toll-free, 866-405-1717, 866-405-1717. We're all looking for winners. Let's take our first call. Let's go out to Donnie. Donnie, do you have a winner for us?
Yes, I do.
Talk to us, baby.
The Seahawks offense looks pretty terrible to me. I'm going with the Bears to cover.
What's the point spread you got there?
I got the Seahawks 14 plus 14, 5.
It's 14 and a half points. You're willing to lay 2 touchdowns, huh?
Yep.
All right, we'll talk to you next week, Donnie.
I'm so glad he called. Let me tell you, Cutler's out with a strained hamstring. Jimmy Clausen's 1-10 all time as a starter. No Alshon Jeffrey. Matt Forte is going to be taking a long ice bath on Monday after the Seahawks get done with him. Seahawks are 0-2. They've been starting slow the last couple of years. Camp Chancellor is back as predicted on this very same show last week. This game is much more important to the Seahawks. I see 3 picks by the Hawks. Jimmy Graham gets a couple of touchdowns. I love Seattle in this. I think it's one of the best plays on the board. I like the Seahawks at home.
All right, let's take another call. Let's go out to Squeak. Squeak, you going to give us a winner, buddy?
Hey, Chaz, how are you?
Doing well, buddy.
Hey, Chaz. Who's on the panel was just talking?
Johnny D.
I'm glad. You know, we need more Johnny D's because myself, like the guy Donnie before me, we need somebody's money. Somebody's got to bet the Seahawks for us to win because the Bears are the best.
Hey, I've got one more nugget for you, my friend. Russell Wilson is 26-2 all time at home, including playoffs. So
that's
a little
like
nugget
Russell
for you.
So who do you give like us a winner, Slop?
I like his record.
I think this is pro football. This isn't college football. Quarterbacks that run, eventually they get popped, and they slow down an awful lot. And it's the second week, and you're laying up more than 2 touchdowns. This is pros. This ain't college.
All right.
Third week.
We'll talk to you
26,
next week.
Another county heard from.
There you go. All right. So let's go. Let's go to Joe. Joe in Connecticut. Joe, you saw my taillights in the pool this week, didn't you, buddy?
I got a little cold this week. It got a little tougher week 2, and I think it gets tougher week 3 here.
Who do you like?
I like Denver giving 3 at Detroit this week. I think the Broncos finally realized in that second half what kind of offense they need to run for. Probably the greatest regular season quarterback of all time to be effective instead of running Gary Kubiak's running offense there. So I really like the Broncos to break through and really show us what they're about on offense this week.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. Tommy, what do you think?
Good luck, guys.
Yeah, Detroit's looked terrible, except for the first half against the Chargers in the first week. Stafford doesn't look like Stafford. I mean, he looks like a wounded guy. I don't know if he's hurt. Actually, I know he's a little bit dinged up. I know he's got some sore ribs. But, yeah, I don't like road favorites. But in this case, I'll make an exception. And he's right. Peyton is the best regular season quarterback of all time.
All right, Kevin, you got a winner for us, buddy.
Absolutely. Sure do got a winner.
Talk to me, man.
Today is going to be Adrian Peterson's coming out party. I can see 300 yards against the Chargers defense, so I like the Vikings to go ahead and beat the Chargers by 10 at least.
Well, you know what? Just so you know, in the first quarter, the Chargers have lost 9-10 against the spread. First half, 9-10 against the spread. Six bets a game is telling me you're going to win more bets than one on this game if you like Minnesota, buddy. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week. All right, so lines are full. Remember, Johnny D.
Yes.
Tell them where they can call.
Yeah, I just want to say, let's hear from some ladies this week. You know, we're due for some ladies' calls. But anyway, number's 1-866-405-1717. We'll get you in. Let's hear what you got.
You know, we have, I just got a text. Guy says, can't get through, the lines are busy. That's the whole concept, people. Tommy, if they can't get through and they got something they got to do, say they got the soccer games or the car wash, what do they do?
They can send us a tweet at Sports Betting Weekly.
SB Weekly.
SB Weekly. And you can also go to our Facebook page, Sports Betting Weekly. And
the bottom line is, if you do that, we're counting them, and we're keeping track of your records. As a matter of fact, we're going to take Ernest. Ernest from the Silver State. What's happening, buddy? You got a winner?
Well, yeah, actually, Breeze is going to be out for this game, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That line jumped up about 5 points.
That's what I heard.
I would go with Carolina on that one. And I like the way that the Jets made Luck look pretty shaky, so I'm going to have to go with the Jets, too, laying 2 points.
So let me ask you this, Ernest. You going to parlay that? Straight bets, what kind of better are you?
I would like to parlay. I just go in there, fill out my card, and I'm going to throw in with the over on the Raider and Cleveland game because, that's a nice little three pick for me.
There you go. All right. Good job. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
All right, so we're going to keep the calls coming. I want to say that Nick, that Jets call last week was a good call.
Chaz, it still made me 1-2 last week, and you know I'm not okay with the 1-2 week, but the Jets were an outright winner, so I am happy about that.
No doubt about it. Talk to us this week, Nick. Who do you like?
So I think the Arizona Cardinals are the most complete team in football right now. Carson Palmer is being crowned the next Kurt Warner here late in his life. And I think their defense is just really dynamic. Everyone's starting to talk about them in the, you know, in that elite here in the NFL. And they're at home. They're playing against the 49er team who just got throttled in Pittsburgh. And so, Chaz, as you know, the reverse pick is back. The pick is obvious. It's the 49ers plus 6.5. And if you have the ability, buy the hook to get you up to 7.
Yeah, you know what? As we all know, when you're betting football, you got anything else, or are we going to talk to you next week?
Yeah, I'm gonna do one for this week and hopefully go 100%.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. Yeah, the difference between 6.5 and 7 in most things in life, you know, if your kid, you're measuring your kid on the door and he's up to 4, 6.5, 4, 7, it's not a big deal. But with football, 6.5 and 7 are two totally different numbers. Johnny D, as always, we appreciate you taking the time to drive in because, you know, you come from a little bit of a distance, so we appreciate it. But more importantly, I appreciate how hard you work all week. I think you work harder than Gina and Steve do getting your info for us. What do you think about that game?
I'm sorry, I was talking to one of the interns. What was that? No? No, I'm just kidding with you, man. Yeah, nice cruise down from Oceanside in the sunshine, 7 a.m. I dug it. Let's talk about the San Francisco-Arizona game. The 49ers got spanked by the Steelers, 48-13. Carlos Hyde is hurt. I think he's expected to play, but I know he's dinged up. The Cardinals look like world beaters, too, and they rocked the Bears 48-23. Carson Palmer has won 8 straight starts through 3 touchdown passes to Larry Fitzgerald. Their defense is one of the top 3 in the league. NFC West showdown, man. I'm going to roll with the Arizona Cardinals and lay the 6.5.
There you go. All right, let's go out to Sal in Connecticut. Sal, you got a winner for us.
Hey, Chaz, how you doing?
Doing well, buddy.
Hey, I really like Baltimore today. They're laying less than a field goal, 2.5, my God. They're back home. They had a tough road trip, and their home opener record is really good, and not only do they win those games, they win them big.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. Sal is actually coming off of a winner from last week. He gave us a winner last week. What do you think? Has he got two in a row?
Yeah, I like Baltimore in that spot. Cincinnati has not been a good road team, and yeah, that I think under a field goal at home they should cover that.
All right, let's go out to Wes. Wes, you got a winner for us again this week? I know Wes is buddies with Brad.
These guys are probably taking notes. You know, the show is podcast later.
All right, Wes, let's talk to you. Right?
There's no way I could go with Brad's pick last week. It's just, it's a lose-lose or a win-win. It's just a no-win when you bet against your team. I'm a Bears fan.
So true.
I love my boys, but, you know, they're pretty embarrassing this year, but I'm still not going to – I can't put money against them. But this week, there's no way that Jacksonville is going to go into New England and keep it within 14. I've been looking at some New England history, at least 2014. And aside from a Rex Ryan thing, you know, Rex Ryan plays them the toughest, which I think is why last week was a little bit closer than some people would have guessed going in. But I mean, Brady's on a mission. He's over 700 yards, 7 TDs. Jacksonville's coming off of a game where they beat a terrible Dolphins team. I don't understand some of the positive expectations for Miami. I think they're going to finish dead last in their division. They have nothing on offense. Jacksonville's going to go into New England. They're going to be down 17-0 by the end of the first. Last year, aside from some division matchups or at Green Bay, at Kansas City, New England won by more than a touchdown in almost every game.
Wes, we're going to commercial. We'll talk to you next week. All right, we'll be back. When we come back, we got the Fox Sports Grill.
When Vince Young scored on 4th and 5 in the 2006 Rose Bowl, two things happened. The Texas Longhorns won the NCAA title, and championshipfootballs.com was born. From Texas to Alabama to Ohio State, and now for Super Bowl winners too. Championshipfootballs.com is the place for the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, 10 years later, championshipfootballs.com has the autographs too. See if any of these names remind you of a special time in your football life. Michael Bennett, Lou Holtz, Joe Montana, Devin Smith, Jameis Winston, Rocky Blyer, Rocket Ishmael, Ara Parsegian, Mike Stonebreaker, Chris Zorich, Luther Bradley, Todd Light, Tony Rice, Lawrence Taylor, Dave Casper, Marcus Mariota, Rudy Rudiger, David Tyree. Enter the promo code RADIO and you'll instantly save $50 on any of the championshipfootballs.com autographed footballs. Championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6betsagame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6betsagame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbooks all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6betsagame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's 6betsagame.com. Start winning more bets now.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movie.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I'm Second Half Chaz, along with Johnny and Tommy. This week's Inner Circle members, we are covering as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour can handle. This is our Fox Sports Grill segment. As I've mentioned in the past, I have rechristened the Fox Sports Grill downtown in the Hilton across from Petco Park as America's Finest Sports Bar. We had another great Thursday night party. Easy directions. Go to Petco, find the Hilton. We're on the water. Now, that's normally great enough, and you love your sponsors, and they do a great job for us. But to give us 80% winners going into week three of the NFL season, I'm telling you, Jason, you need to move to Vegas.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm thinking that, you could pay the rent in Vegas just with your parlays, man.
How much of the 80% of that win percentage is credited to me?
Yeah, you know what? It's all of it. 4 out of 5, baby. I got it written down. 4 out of 5.
I'm feeling good about my picks. I like it.
All right, so first of all, tell us who you like this week and why.
I'm sticking with those two-team parlays. You can call me crazy this week, but I'm going with two road teams. I like Pittsburgh. They got Le'Veon Bell back, and that's a pick'em game. I definitely think they're going to beat St. Louis. And then I got Denver over Detroit. That's a three-point spread there. Denver's a three-point favorite. I just think Payton's looking good again. Detroit has looked really bad, and I think they're locked to win that game, too.
All right. Well, let's talk about tomorrow, because I know it's a road game for the Chargers. That makes things a little bit different at the Fox Sports Grill, doesn't it?
A little bit. We get larger crowds for the afternoon games when they play, but last week they played at 10 a.m. and we got a nice crowd in. So,
and it's really, you cannot, again, you know, Tommy, the food's great, but the view is just what dry. It's the only sports bar that I can go into and actually shut my mouth. My wife loves it because I just stare at the water and the palm trees, you know? All right, so then Thursday night, who's the game this Thursday?
Baltimore, right? Pittsburgh.
Yeah, there you go.
Another good one.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't know if you saw Facebook, but we had, actually there were some Ravens fans there on last Thursday for that game. They just happened to be in town, and they won one of the Raven footballs.
Excellent. Yeah, we're getting nice input from the customers. So
yeah, well, you know what? It's such a great place. The crew is great. And I think Dan's supposed to call in later. So we'll see how many winners you can get out of one sports bar. And we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Sounds great.
All right. Johnny D, any thoughts on that game?
The Steelers, how about the Steelers? Yeah, they look really good in beating the 49ers. They lead the league in offense. They get back Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, the best wide receiver in the league. Big Ben has five other guys he's thrown the ball to at least five times, too. The Rams just could not get it going. A lot of us had the Rams last week. They ranked 30th in the league against the run. I love the Steelers' offense. I love Pittsburgh. I check when the lines come out tomorrow for Pittsburgh to score over maybe 28 by themselves alone is another bet I'll be looking at. But, yeah, as far as Denver and Detroit, you know, Denver scored 2 touchdowns in the last 9 seconds to win that game. Their defense is playing great, but I think their luck may run out. I'm pulling for the Lions. Stafford's been hit a lot, but they're at home. I think they'll get
all right. So what we're going to be doing here is we got a situation where we're full. The board's full. Keep trying. If it's busy, call back. It's 806-405-1717. But we have the caller of the week from last week's show on hold. We're going to hold off on that. I want to give him the kudos that he deserves. So let's go to Charles. Charles from Texas.
Yeah, can you hear me?
You're good. You got a winner, though.
Yeah, how's it going, Chaz?
Good. You got a winner for us, buddy?
Well, I do. I actually, I agree with Jason. I think the Broncos are going to roll the Lions. Matthew Stafford isn't playing, and after that win in Kansas City, be one of the toughest places to play with our defense on point. Payne Manning looks like he's got a little of his arm back. I mean, if they don't win by 10, I'll be shocked.
All right, well, here's the thing, Charles. In NFL season, you haven't given us a loser yet. You winner week one, winner week two. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Tommy, what do you think?
Yeah, I already talked about that game. I decide Denver should cover against
their defense is solid. There's no doubt. And Detroit, you know, Detroit, golly gee, they break a lot of hearts.
They got some weapons on that team. Detroit has weapons. Yeah. I mean, any team with Calvin Johnson on it is a good team, but just they haven't been able to get them the ball.
No, they're breaking hearts, no doubt about it.
The dude said Stafford's out. That's the first I've heard of that.
He's not out.
He's
playing.
Yeah, so let's go to Brad. Brad, now, we already talked to Wes, and we're going to talk to Brad now. The Brad's gone?
Yeah, hey, wait. Hey, Chaz, good morning.
Hey, buddy. So.
Hey, this is, go ahead.
Who's this?
This is Brad.
Yeah. So you're gonna do a parlay with Wes this week, I'm hoping.
Yeah, I'm sure. I didn't get to listen to what he said, but he called and texted me and said, I think I just got kicked off the show.
No, he did. He went long into a commercial break.
A whole bunch of shut this, shut that.
Yeah. So who do you like, buddy? Give us a winner.
All right, this is what I'm looking at. I don't like this week. I don't like the big point spreads with the 14s and the 13s with the Seattle game, with the New England game. I leave those alone. You got a lot of injuries going all over the league, but the one solid team that I looked at going into Cleveland is Oakland.
Yep.
Oakland's getting 3.5. I'm telling you, that quarterback's the real deal, Carr, and their defense is monstrous. I mean, if you watch that game, they handled Baltimore, you know, and, you know, Baltimore's got a great offense, and they went in there, and then they got down late, and Carr drove them down like an Aaron Rodgers would. I mean, it looked really, really good.
There you go.
So, and what I don't like is I think there's a little bit of, you know, trouble at the quarterback spot in Cleveland. I think Hoyer might not even make the game. I think he goes in, gets knocked around. Halftime, Johnny comes out, tries to do his heroics, and throws a couple picks, and the Raiders take it away.
There you go. All right. You know what? You haven't given us a loser yet, so we'll talk to you next week. The one thing I want to throw out of that game, and I think Ernest from Nevada mentioned it earlier, in the last 11 games, Oakland has been over in 9 of them. So right now, if I can get Gino and or Steve to play last week's call of the week, Ed, are you there? We're having some technical difficulties, so work through it. But you know what? That's not a problem because when you're the call of the week, you get all the credit you deserve. All right, so we're gonna go to our next caller then. Looks like we have Bobby. Is Bobby on the line?
I'm going with another underdog, but I'm taking the points once again. It's Tampa Bay going on the road at Houston. I'm getting 6.5. Houston, still no quarterback, no Arian Foster. As much as I want to love that defense, they're just no good. I think it's a coming out party for Mike Evans and Jameis Winston. People are going to start taking seriously after this week when he's 2-1. So Tampa Bay getting 6.5 on the road.
All right, so let's go Tommy.
Yeah, I don't like betting on Tampa Bay at all. I'll lay the points with Houston. I think they just have better athletes on that team. Any team with J.J. Watt, you know, is a better team than, you know, the Bucks. I mean, the Bucks haven't been good since Gruden was there.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny because normally the Thursday night games at the Fox Sports Grill, if they were last year, they would have been this kind of game. This is exactly the kind of games they were having on Thursday night. And when it's the only game on the board, you know, sometimes you're going to play it just because you're going to play it. I agree with you, Tom. And the only thing that jumps out at me is in their last 12 games, Tampa Bay has been under the number in 10 of them. 10 out of 12 for me is a pretty good trend. Let's slide over, Johnny, your best bet this weekend. We're going to cover that in the last segment, but I want you to give somebody a surprise, a team that they probably, if they knew you, wouldn't think that you were betting.
Well, I'm pretty impressed with Dan Quinn and the Falcons. They're going into Dallas. The Cowboys, I think, are lucky to be undefeated. That's one of my plays right there, the Atlanta Falcons over the Cowboys Sunday.
Tommy, surprise of the week.
Surprise of the week. I like Seattle at home minus the 14.5. I think they're going to win that game. Let's call it 42-7. So they're going to go over as well. And the Bears might not score, you know, 2 touchdowns, so they're going to have to score 35 to go over. But yeah, they're just a better team. Chicago's shown me absolutely nothing. Their defense used to be good, isn't anymore. Look for the 0-2 Seahawks to get off the schneid and roll the Chi-Town Bears.
All right, so this is our Fox Sports Grill segment, and the one thing I always like to mention about the Fox Sports Grill is the view and the atmosphere. But the bottom line is we really started to push some of the food choices as we've been there. And I know Tommy, the pastrami, you're
strong pastrami sandwich.
And I had that I think I shared with Brendan, I shared the popcorn shrimp. And you know what? The concept of popcorn and shrimp is unique because when you say popcorn shrimp, they bring you a platter of little shrimps. You got to go to this place. It's awesome. When we come back, we got sloppy.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. Halfway through, we are in the second half of the show, and that means it is time for our SixBetsAGame.com segment. SixBetsAGame.com is the only reason I know that the Chargers are 1-9 against the spread in their last 10 games in the first half. That is information, my friend, that you are not going to find on ESPN.com. No matter how much all these new world of sports betting acceptance with the big boys, you're not finding that data anywhere. But one guy that I do know that likes that kind of data is our friend from Seattle, a.k.a. Sloppy. Buddy, how are you?
Sloppy.
Good, fellas. How are you? Thanks
Morning,
for having
Slop.
Me back on.
So,
how are you guys?
So we missed out on the call of the day. Can you play the call of the day while Sloppy's on the phone, too? Let's do that, if we can do that. Only because I want to give Ed his kudos. Ed from Dayton was the caller of the week. And again, because I'm still struggling to find the big envelopes. You know, to put the big check in. All we can do is really give them credit. All right, let's go to Ed and Dayton. Ed and Dayton, you got a winner for us, buddy.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good, buddy. What do you think?
Well, I heard somebody earlier, and I'm going to go with the Jets over the Colts on Monday night. I think the Jets have got a pretty solid offense and defense, even with all the injuries. I think the combination of Ivory and Fitzpatrick on the offensive side for the run game, and then obviously Fitzpatrick and Marshall for the passing game. I'm going to take the Jets and the points, and I'm going to say J-E-T-S.
There you go. Now you got to say it more than once, right? Jets. Let me ask you this.
Jets.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. In terms of a game like that, because one of the guys, remember the Giants and the Dallas game. He said, you know, I don't think they're going to win, but that's a lot of points. And that's the same thing. This is a lot of points. You heard, if you listen to the callers, you can go back and listen to the podcast on Sports Betting Weekly. The stat of luck against the spread after losing outright was pretty high. But in a game where you're getting 7 points, we saw it on that Thursday night game with the Steelers that Al was talking about. The game ain't over when it's 7 in the NFL. What do you think? Can they actually win the game?
I like them with the points, but boy, I also like them to win outright, but then again, you know, there is a little bit of the heart, as I heard from the Pittsburgh gentleman. There's a little bit of a little passion there as well. But I'm going to take the Jets to win, and I'm definitely taking them with the points.
There you go, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. Now, Sloppy, being a heart and head guy, I knew you could appreciate that.
You know, Nick has this too. Nick called in and had the Jets plus, I think, the 6.5, and I completely agreed with him. Something with Andrew Luck does not like playing against really physical defenses.
And as Tommy mentioned, the Buffalo and the Jets defenses are very similar. They're very similar.
Very similar. I mean, the Jets are a pretty darn good football team. I don't know if Fitzpatrick is the answer, but, I mean, he's the best quarterback they've had there for years.
He's smart. He's from Harvard.
Exactly.
And we were watching the game, and they showed all the six teams. And it was like time lapse because his beard kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Every team he went to, he had more facial hair. So what's on your agenda this week in terms of trying to catch me in the pool? Because, as you know, that's your MO. Let me get ahead. Let me get a little confident. Let me get a little cocky. And then pass me like I wasn't even moving.
Yeah, I believe you had even more than a 7-game lead last year, but it was probably a little bit later in the season. I didn't start off this slow, I don't think. But I have a few things up my sleeve here. I think I'm going to go with the Knicks philosophy and maybe just reverse all my picks to make sure I'll go 9-7 instead of 7-9. But a couple games, your callers are kind of spot on a couple things. Like, I really do like the Bucks. I know Tommy mentioned that the Texans have better athletes. I think the Texans have a better athlete than J.J. Watt. But across the board, Mike Evans, Jameis Winston, I think that offensively they have a better weapons. Ryan Mallett, I don't think is the answer in that situation. So I do like the Bucks going in and covering that 6. I know here's the head and the heart thing. That I, like you always say, Chaz, you can only make a spread so big. Seattle has a point to prove this weekend. And unfortunately, that point will come at cost of Jimmy Clausen's ribs, probably. So I do think that 15 points is going to be covered by Seattle, and they may score the over on their own.
Yeah, so maybe Clausen can go out and get a nice ice bath sponsorship program going.
I mean, we ain't at Oaks Christian High School anymore. It's going to get brutal for him. No Jay Cuddy, no Alshon Jeffrey. It's going to be dumped to Matt Forte every time, and I think that's where Cam Chancellor would pretty much eliminate that part of their game. So, I don't know, 15 is a huge spread in the NFL. I got that, but I just think Seattle is got to prove a point this week.
No, there's you know, it's the time of year you're going to see a couple of those wide, wide point spreads, and then those two games you guys are talking about, they're giving four touchdowns between them, and it really, a squeak mentioned, those are college-type lines. Final thoughts, Slop, before we let you go.
Hey, man, I look forward to another weekend of football. Look for some good college games today, too. It should be fun.
Yeah, now, we'll talk to you next week. Hopefully you'll be down here next week. But the one thing I want to mention is Sloppy's up in L.A., and I'm not sure what the L.A. stations are, but I know the last week when I had my neighbor come over, and he knocked on my door because he was over talking to my wife, and he said, I just went home. I can't find the game you're watching. What channel is it on? I said, it's not on any channel. Go to watcheverygame.com, and I told the Robert, you could get every single game you want. All right, so let's go out and let's hear from Bobby. Bobby, you got a winner for us.
My call. I'm looking right now as we approach week three. I'm looking at the Eagles at the Jets. I would never have imagined the Eagles starting 0-3, nor would I have imagined the Jets starting 3-0. I think it's going to happen. The Eagles are a train wreck right now waiting to happen. I think the Jets have enough defense and enough veteran players. I'm going to lay the 2 points and take the Jets -2, and the Eagles are in trouble.
What do you think, Johnny D?
Hey, I think I should throw the number out one more time. We want to hear some callers. 1-866-405-1717. This should be one hell of a football game. The Jets really are the surprise team of this young NFL season. You know who their MVP is, right? It's a guy who punched Geno Smith in the jaw.
Exactly. Anyway. If they go all the way, he gets a ring.
Anyway.
I'm sending him a ring if I'm the GM.
Revis, is out with a groin injury. Eric Decker's out. Oh. Chris Ivory, game time decisions. DeMarco Murray is questionable. Kiko Alonso has a partially torn left ACL. DeMarco Murray had 7 yards rushing against Dallas last week. Anyway, damn it, Chip Kelly, simplify the playbook, okay? There's too much talent on this Eagles team. I want to see him get rolling. Philly is 9-0 all time against the Jets. This game's a tough one to pick. If I did anything, I think I'd look at the under 46.
There you go. All right, let's go out to our buddy from another guy from the Fox Sports Grill, Dan from the Fox Sports Grill.
Well, I'll tell you what, I can give you one winner. I got the lock of the week for you, my friend. The Arizona Cardinals, I got them laying 6.5. This is a clear lock of the week, my friend. Let me tell you why. Arizona, 2-point chalk, home opener against the Saints, crushed them, 1-12. Then they decided to go on the road the week after, 2-point chalk again at the Bears, destroyed them by 25. They're averaging 39 points a game on offense. They've already had a solid defense. They're only giving up about 21 points over the last two games. They're playing the 49ers. 49ers are averaging about 19 points over the last two games. They did all right at home, but on the road, they got destroyed by Pitt. I think the same thing's going to happen when they come into Arizona, my friend.
Well, all right, we'll talk to you next week. Tommy, what do you think?
I agree with him 100%. The Eagles, I'm not a Sam Bradford guy. Sam, you know, he's a good college quarterback, and he showed me nothing so far in the pros, except he can complete a 6-yard pass, you know, because his passing percentage is high. You know, all the passes he throws are 4 and 6 yards. So, yeah, I'll take the Jets at home, lay the 2, and I have no problem doing that.
Yeah, and remember, if you guys remember how Philadelphia ended the season, it's the same way they began the season. The 6betsagame.com trends have wrapped around. They've lost 4 or 5 for the first quarter, 5 or 6 for the first half, and 5 or 6 for the game, while the Jets are the opposite. They've won 6 of 7 for the game and four straight. So you know what? I got to agree with you, Tommy. Let's go out to Daniel. Let's talk to Daniel. Daniel, you got a winner.
Yes, I can. I like Indy minus three at Tennessee. I know Indy's been struggling lately, but they still got Andrew Luck. I think he'll bounce back. They've actually won their last seven meetings against Tennessee, and last year they were favored 7 at Tennessee, and they covered that easily. I like the matchup, and I also like the Seahawks minus 14.5. I don't normally like spreads that high, but Jimmy Clausen is in. He's 1-11 as a starter. He's going to Seattle in his home opener, in their home opener, and Alshon Jeffrey also out. Cam Chancellor back. I just think that's a blowout, not even close. So I like the odds of them covering there. Those are my picks.
There you go. We'll talk to you next week. Yeah, you know what? I'm telling you right now, I have no trouble teasing Seattle up another to 20.5. Okay. Hey, we missed you last week. Evan. Evan's on the line.
Chad, it's good to be back on the phone. Sorry I missed you guys last week. But this week, I got two winners, guaranteed winners. I'm talking guaranteed. I got Pats minus 14 against Jacksonville at home. I'm loving Brady. I'm loving Gronk. I think they're going to come in and ball out and show Jacksonville what's up. Next winner I got for you is the Green Bay Packers minus, I think it's 6.5 or 7 right now against the the Chiefs. That's Monday night game. I'm liking Rodgers. He's been balling all last two games so far. And then final game, I'm liking Seattle minus 14.5. They're playing the Bears. No Cutler, no Alshon Jeffrey. I think the Seahawks are going to roll by at least 20. Those are my three winners. I'm liking those three, so let's get it going this weekend.
All right, Evan, we'll talk to you next week. Yeah, it's funny because last week everybody was all over Green Bay, but all of a sudden now everybody's over Seattle this week. One thing I want to mention, when we come back, it's always great to have Mo on the phone, so we're going to reach out and see if we can pull some information out of Mo. Also, with the sixbetsagame.com, I always love those first quarters. Take the money and run. When we come back, we're going to get a winner from Mo. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need SixBetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, SixBetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sports books all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how SixBetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's sixbetsagame.com. Start winning more bets now.
At championshipfootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a New England Patriots fan or an Ohio State Buckeyes backer. Maybe Grams is a lifelong New York Giants supporter. Or your brother-in-law is a 12th man living in Seattle. Know a member of the Michigan State Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who's a Baltimore Ravens fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, they're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic syndicated cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movie.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the watcheverygame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at watcheverygame.com, and you'll save $50 off of your watcheverygame.com box.
Looks like we're a two-box family.
Hey, this is an important message. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. Sports betting is supposed to be a hobby. It's supposed to be fun. If you're hurting yourself by gambling with money you don't have, check out our website for the Gamblers Anonymous phone number.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I'm Second Half Chaz, and along with Johnny and Tommy, we are bringing you as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour can handle. This segment is brought to you by ChampionshipFootballs.com, and it really was pretty cool at the Fox Sports Grill when one of the listeners that showed up and won the prize was a Baltimore Ravens fan, and they were able to take home a Ravens Super Bowl football. I think the guy's name was Billy. We got his picture on the website. I'm also loving the fact that Mariota and Winston are both starting to get some pub because ChampionshipFootballs.com has got both a Mariota and a Winston signed autographed ball and a promo code that'll knock $50 off. Just type in radio when you check out. It's the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. So this is our final segment. We're gonna get some calls in. We are gonna hopefully talk to Mo. We're gonna do some best bets. We're gonna talk about our final thoughts, and we're looking to help you guys win some money. So let's go out to Bobby. Bobby, you got a winner for us.
Chaz, I'm going with another underdog, but I'm taking the points once again. It's Tampa Bay going on the road at Houston. I'm getting 6.5. Houston, still no quarterback, no Arian Foster. As much as I want to love that defense, they're just no good. I think it's a coming-out party for Mike Evans and Jameis Winston. People are going to start taking seriously after this week when he's 2-1. So Tampa Bay getting 6.5 on the road.
Well, it's funny because, thanks, Bobby, I know that that game has actually been talked about more than I thought it would be, but I have to give you a quick Bobby story. So he's a friend. I talked to him earlier in the week, and I talked to a lot of the listeners during the week because, golly gee, I'm getting to talk about sports betting, and I get to call it a job, so it's not a bad day in my life. But he was bummed, and I said, dude, you haven't given us a loser yet. How could you be bummed? And it was the classic, you kick yourself when you lose, and you kick yourself when you win, because he had two dogs, and he didn't have either of them on the money line. All right, let's go out to Hector. Hector, can you give us a winner?
Yeah, man, I'm trying to redeem myself here. I got Green Bay first week. Washington didn't help me. And the week after, they killed me with the Rams. So this week, I'm taking, I hate doing this because I don't try to keep my emotions out of my bets. But I'm liking my lifelong Pittsburgh Steelers to cover 1 point, basically, a pick 'em game, basically, against the Rams. It's going to be a shootout. They lost Ryan Shazier, the linebacker, but they're getting Le'Veon Bell back, so I'm picking the high-scoring game. I'm picking the Steelers to go all the way to beat the Rams.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. All right, Johnny, what do you think?
Yeah, we talked about this earlier. I like the Steelers a lot. They have the best offense in the league right now. They whacked the 49ers last week. Big Ben spreading the ball around, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell back. The Rams have the 30th ranked defense in the league. Yeah, I love Pittsburgh on this one.
The thing that jumps out at me when I'm looking at the trends is just maybe you want to just watch the game a little bit because they've lost 8-9, the Steelers, in the first half, but they've roared back to win 9-12. And we've all seen a tale of two halves. It happens quite often, especially in the NFL. Now, we're going to go out to another caller who actually has been on a roll, could have both weeks of the NFL season, this guy could have been caller of the week. So let's talk to Marvin. Marvin, you got a winner for us.
I got three winners for you if you want them all. I like Atlanta at Dallas this week. No Romo, no Dez. You can't get too far in the NFL without a quarterback, much less a wide receiver, a star wide receiver. Julio Jones is playing out of his mind right now. Mac Ryan has got a lockdown. I know Dallas is 1 point dog at home. Atlanta's going to take him out. Probably be a close game in the first half. Atlanta's going to roll in the second half. That'll be an easy one. I also like San Francisco on the road, plus the six. Arizona's probably going to win the game. Coming out to a kick, divisional round. I mean, divisional opponents. You got Tyler Kaepernick, dual threat player, quarterback, running back. Then you also got Carlos Hyde. These two will be a problem for Arizona. Take San Francisco with the points, but Arizona in the win. Sunday night, I also like the Denver Broncos. -2.5 or 3, however you want to look at it. Peyton Manning got it going last week against Kansas City Chiefs. This week, Detroit Lions on the road, no problem. Take Denver -3. They're going to run over Detroit. Those are my three winners.
All right, Marvin, we'll talk to you again next week. Johnny D, besides getting a great referral on a coffee shop from Marvin, because obviously he was excited early this morning. I know when I talked to him on the way into the show, he was going to be at the sports book. He's actually in Vegas, and he said to me, if I want to PayPal him some money, he'd put some action in for me. I thought that was pretty damn nice of him.
That is
what
cool.
Do you think?
About the game, so, okay, yeah. See, he had three games. Yeah, I think he mentioned the Steelers, the Falcons. I both love those picks. And his third game was Denver. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Detroit started out on the road two games. I don't know how bad Stafford's hurt, but Denver got lucky to score those two touchdowns to win that game. Peyton's on the downside. I know they have a great defense, but I'm pulling for Detroit. I like Detroit +3. I know I'm one of probably very few people going that way, but I like the Lions +3 at home.
Hey, Tommy, has anybody mentioned the word Tennessee or Titans today in a phone call with the Colts?
Yeah, one guy picked the Colts to bounce back.
Well, just so you know, I'm looking at our sixbetsagame.com stats, and this is an incredible stat. It's not one that it would be hard to find because it's a game stat, and you can find a game stat. In their last 12 home games, Tennessee has more pushes than victories. Against the spread, they are 1.
That's phenomenal.
11-2. 1-11-2 at home. You know what? I don't care what you did for me last week. If you're the Colts and you're going into a place where they don't want to protect their home turf, I'm going to bet the Colts all day long there. All right. Looks like, we got, Zach on the line. Zach, you got a winner for us?
Yeah, I can, Chad. Thanks for having me on again. So I'm picking for the Falcons and Cowboys game. The Falcons are favored at -1, and I have the Falcons all the way. Even at home, the Cowboys have no chance in this game. They just lost Tony Romo and Dez Bryant for the majority of the season, and I don't think there's any way that they can recover from that in one game. The Falcons have been hot this year, so I'm picking the Falcons.
Tommy, thanks again, Zach. We'll talk to you next week. Tommy, I don't think nobody's mentioned that game. That was the first time, right?
Yeah, no, I think one other person said it. But how could you bet against Brandon Whedon? I mean, the guy's a legend. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. No, I agree with you. Atlanta's going to go in there, take care of business, beat up the JV from the Cowboys, and that's a strong play. I'd put that right up there. I would stay away from the total on that because the Cowboys might not score.
It really has been a brutal start. Not if you're a team physician. You're busy if you're a team physician. You might have to hire a couple of registered nurses because there are injuries everywhere. Johnny, who is the player right now that's hurt that you think has the biggest impact on this week three?
Catching me off guard, but I have to go with Romo. I think the Cowboys are really going to miss him.
Tommy?
Anybody else?
Same game, Dez Bryant. You know, he's one of the top five football players in the NFL.
Yep. All right, so let's do this now. We're gonna go ahead and slide around. Let's talk about our best bets. We know that it's kind of funny with this show because I know the listeners, when I talk to them, they take a lot of pride. And if you go 7-3, you're loving life. But if the one game you gave out on the radio was a loser, it changes the whole forecast of your week. Johnny D, this week, if I was looking to make some easy money, where do you think I should put my money?
I love the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Atlanta Falcons, and Arizona Cardinals. It's a big three-teamer.
There you go. Now, Tommy.
I like the Colts in the first half, just to clobber the Titans. Take the Colts the first half. It's going to be the game's 3, so you figure it's going to be 2 for the first half, and they're just going to clobber them. Just go ahead and put the kids' college fund on it.
Yeah, well, you know what? Again, there's nothing but L's. When I look at my data sheet, there's nothing but L's for Tennessee. It's ugly. Now, the one thing that I'm looking at, as you know, I do my best bets online, the website, Mythical Bankroll, Started with 34,000 pesos, got it up to 36,000 pesos, got it up to 38,000 pesos. And this week, we're going to do some serious action. I got some surprises. But you know what? It's easy to feel good when you have a good week. When you have a good week, you feel good. When you have a bad week, you're starting to think about it, and you can obviously overthink sports betting. But last week with the pool, my winners included Jacksonville over Miami, Oakland over Baltimore, and Tampa Bay over New Orleans. The sad part is I didn't realize how good I was doing until it was too late, so I didn't even get to crow about it much, because I think the first time I looked at the results was Monday night, and then, of course, I had the Colts. So I went from 11 wins straight through to 11 wins. All right, so we're going to wind down here. We're going to get some final thoughts in. Johnny D, it's week three NFL. We've seen some stuff happening. There was some big upsets last week. This week there's some huge, huge favorites. Where's your head at? What are you thinking?
I can't wait tomorrow to check the line on the Steelers and how many points they will score by themselves. Yeah, now into week three, we can really get a feel for which teams are really good and which teams are going south fast. And I'll have another glass of that Colts Kool-Aid, if you don't mind.
I did.
They're too good a team.
I gave you a shout-out because if you remember week one, Tommy, Johnny said, you're going to win some money this year betting the Patriots by themselves to score, because they're going to put up 40 and 50 points. He, and the next week, bada boom, bada bang.
They could drop 50 tomorrow.
Yep. So what are you thinking?
Yeah, the Pats could definitely, any team with Tom Brady on it, it's a good team. I mean, the guy is just a winner. You know, the guy gets up and he pees excellence. You know?
So in terms of your final thoughts, week three NFL, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking you should hit the window with the Colts. I think you should hit the window with the Falcons. And I'd like Johnny D's bet, the Steelers, best bet. That's the best bet of the week. As far as I'm concerned, I didn't want to step all over him, so that's why I picked another one.
Top offense in football.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. They were my best bet last week in the first half, and that was an easy winner. And I had a touchdown to give, and I think I'm going to talk about that a little bit on the post tomorrow. That whole having a touchdown to give feeling, it should be a pill. A pharmaceutical company should come out with a pill that gives you the ability to have a touchdown to give, because it really is an incredible feeling. All right, I want to wrap up with a couple things. If you're listening to the show on another station or on the podcast and you want to get on the air next week, give us a call. And you can text radio to 706-685-6619. It's 706-685-6619. All you got to do is text radio, and we'll get you on the radio. And you know what? Many opinions on as many games as 1 hour can handle. Opinions are the key. We're working together to try to take a little bit of that house advantage back from the books. We know they've got it. I'm Second Half Chaz. You've been listening to the Sports Betting Weekly. Do me a favor. Always be cashing.